Training camp starts tomorrow. Let's look ahead at what we can expect.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's Fine San Antonio. Hope you had a great weekend, and we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Free and available wherever you get podcasts. What are we talking about today? Hey, today's media day, but the real deal starts tomorrow as the Spurs kick off their 2022 training camp. Expectations, we're going to be talking about that. Who could be on the cusp? Who could be on the bubble? Who does our guest think that might be a surprise player when it's all said and done? Also, we're going to be looking at the new jerseys. They're all out already. One unofficial. Thank you, Blake Wesley. But we're going to look at those three alternate jerseys and rank them. And then it gives some Spurs news and notes and our reaction on the Udoka Celtics situation. He is back, everybody. You know, he's not lost. We did not have to send a search and rescue team for him. Joe Garcia with Two Shots Podcast back. You know, I always get worried about you. And you know when I'm worried about you, Joe, is when I send you those texts. I'm like, are you okay? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, no, I've been fine. I mean, I've taken a little break from social media, like I stated, because I hadn't taken a break from social media in over 6+ years, you know, so I needed to recharge myself. But not only that, but I was busy working on a lot of deals on the back end, and happy to report that one of those deals is me now partnering up with Sportskeeda, which in Hindi really means sports bookworm. And it's one of the biggest sports blogs that's out there. They have over like 80 million views coming to their websites per month. So I'm going to be able to share their articles moving forward, which broadens the things that I'm able to do, because now I'm going to be able to share articles in regards to sports, and not just basketball, football, wrestling, esports, even the entertainment news, anime, video games, esports. So it's a good thing, you know. And I've also partnered with some of the bigger names here to go ahead and get sponsorships, you know, for Two Shots moving forward. So a lot of partnerships going on in the back end. And I've also been busy with two development teams that I've been talking with and doing voice conferences with on a weekly basis to help procure some new tools that are going to be coming to light here probably before, I don't know, maybe the next week or so, so I can go ahead and interact more with the fan base when it comes to podcasting. So a lot of good things are coming out of this.
Well, I'm pretty sure Joe Garcia will talk more about Two Shots Podcast in just a few minutes. And congratulations, Joe. Looks like you definitely had a lot on your hands. And hey, well, you hopefully everything's going to be ready for you to go, because you got just a few more weeks before the regular season starts. Training camp is here. Again, you know, media day is today. We'll definitely have a reaction to that once it's over. But we're going to be looking ahead at the Spurs camp 2022. Joe, first of all, amazing. The seasons are right around the corner. I just felt like yesterday the season was over. Spurs missing the playoffs, play-in. But yeah, here they are. Joe, I got to ask you though, training camp, it's new in the sense of this is practically a new roster. DeJounte's gone. Lonnie's gone. Derek has been gone for a while. You're returning some familiar faces. Keldon Johnson, Devin Vassell. But for a large part, Joe, this is a roster that's we don't know what it's going to be like. So we're looking at training camp. What are some things that you definitely want to see as an outcome of training camp when it's all over?
Well, I think it's not just me, but I think the fan base in general wants to see one Josh Primo be inserted into the starting lineup, which brings me to another question right real quick, right off the bat, is who's going to be the Spurs starting point guard? You know, you have Trey Jones, you have, you know, Josh Primo and Blake Wesley, you know, and it's going to be interesting, you know, to see what's going to happen come training camp. You know, I think this is going to be a position that everybody's going to be fighting for. If you want to go ahead and get those starting minutes, you're going to have to impress. To me, the logical choice would be Trey Jones, since he has more experience. But you've also seen that, you know, Josh Primo has bulked up quite a bit, you know, so let's see what this kid can do. You know, I think he's hungry and he wants it too. So it'd be interesting to see how they they figure out that dynamic. But also, you know, what's going to happen at the center position? You know, there's a lot of rumors with Jakob Poeltl wanting, you know, the Spurs are saying that, or in the rumor mill saying, you know, that he might be traded before, you know, the season even starts. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are swirling right now. So interesting to see, you know, what's going to happen at the center position, because beyond just Jakob Poeltl, I mean, who else do we have on this team that can actually play the center position beyond, you know, Zach Collins? Maybe he can play the center forward position, you know? So we're kind of thin at that position. If you lose one Jakob Poeltl, you don't really have a lot of other people you can count on that can really be your anchor at that center position. So, again, some storylines coming into a training camp already, Jeff.
Absolutely. And you can't forget Gorgui Dieng. He is back in San Antonio, so obviously I think they're looking at him as to just shore up the big man department. But you're right, I mean, there's that. Definitely, you know, what's Jakob Poeltl's, you know, future with the Spurs. He's already been on record with Austrian media to say that he will honor his final contract in San Antonio. So I forget this is a contract year for him. But beyond this season, if he's still a Spur at the end of the season, he may tinker with the idea of testing out the free agent market, and I don't blame him. That's what you should do. He's still young, entering the prime of his career. So yeah, I can't blame him. One thing that I'm looking forward to in the storyline for me, Joe, is how does a Jeremy Sochan fit in? We did not see him play at Vegas. He did not suit up for Team Poland at the Eurobasket tournament this summer. You know, sparse video here and there of him in the workout room, but nothing really of substance. So I'm looking forward to that in training camp, but what are the reaction from the players are going to be about him? He says that he's a switchable player. He can play a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B, defend, whatnot, but we still haven't seen him in somewhat of a professional level. Yes, he has the time with Baylor, but he could have had a shot at a somewhat of an NBA stage at Vegas. Didn't play. Definitely could have played against tough competition at Eurobasket. Didn't play. Joe, what are you expecting from him in training camp and beyond?
I'm not really expecting a lot from Jeremy Sochan, to be honest with you. I mean, he's going to be coming into his rookie season. I think this is just going to be a year for him to kind of absorb, learn, and see, you know, kind of where he fits in the whole dynamic of the Spurs offense. You know, of course, his defense is going to be something everybody's going to look at. But you can expect the kid just to come in and make a splash right off the bat, especially that the Spurs are not expected to be a very good team, you know, coming this season, this upcoming season. They're going to be more of a lottery team. So there could be possibilities here that, you know, there could be some more playing time available to one Jeremy Sochan. Mm-hmm. If, in fact, the Spurs decide to go ahead and pull the most classy tank job the league has ever seen this upcoming season. So it'd be interesting to see what they do with the young man, you know, and if you look in the past, you know, what happens with rookies, Pop likes to delegate them to the G League. I think that's going to probably be what's going to happen here as well, just because they're going to go ahead and go with development rather than just throwing them into the fire. But, you know, either way, when you do see him, I'm sure Spurs fans are going to be excited. They have him already labeled as the second coming of the Worm, AKA Dennis Rodman, you know, so, you know, and he likes to color his hair too. So there you go, Jeff. I think we might have a Dennis Rodman version two in the making here.
Yeah. Look, I think the Spurs will tap into the Austin Spurs development process, but I don't think it'll be as heavy a usage, if you will, in next season. They got to get these kids out there. They got to get them ready. This is a rebuild. You rebuild by getting these guys NBA minutes. I'm not knocking Austin Spurs. It's been beneficial for the Spurs, as their history shows. But if they're going to go to Austin, they definitely got to temper the time there and get them either on the bench learning or on the court taking their lumps. Sochan spoke with ESPN Central Texas recently, and he does admit that they're anticipating a very quote-unquote bumpy season. So they're aware it's might be long, 82 games ahead for the Spurs. But as far as Sochan is concerned, yeah, I'm excited to see that. I think that's what I expect to see him do his thing. And he's going to get the treatment from Popovich, and he's bracing for that. He's probably going to get the rookie treatment from some of the veterans on the floor, but I want to see how he responds to that type of environment. If he is switchable, if he is, you know, all-purpose modern day NBA player, as he says he is. And remember, Joe, he was the number 9 overall pick. He was a top 10 NBA draft pick. You're going to have to put him out there, Joe. But Joe, one thing I'm going to ask you, if you expect this from a training camp as well, what are you expecting the starting lineup to be? What unit do you think Popovich will likely lean on and look at in training camp?
Oh man, that's going to be a tough one. I would assume that you're going to go with your usual suspects, and that would be, you know, Keldon Johnson. I believe they're going to go ahead and start Devin Vassell, Jakob Poeltl. I would think Trey Jones. But beyond that, I think that's when it's going to get a little bit more interesting. You know, who else are you going to start out there? How small are you going to go with your starting lineups? You know, the other spur that, you know, could kind of be put into that starting lineup could be Josh Primo, you know? So I fully expect that might happen, but you never know. You know, Coach Pop could go ahead and fool us all and just, you know, change that whole dynamic right off the bat. But I expect that the lineup will change several times. There'll be several iterations, you know, even before, the month of December ends, you know, because we know that they make changes all the time. So, you're going to see several different lineups and rotations being thrown out there.
Yeah, I got at least my projected starting five being Keldon Johnson, Jakob, Devin, Trey Jones, and Doug McDermott. I think those are the five that I think the Spurs will trot out as a starting unit. And then the bench, you know, maybe your sixth man, Josh Richardson, Blake Wesley.
If he's still with the team.
Malachi Brenner. Yeah, exactly. Even if Poeltl's still with the team, we don't know. Yeah. But I mean, as far as of right now, this recording in training camp tomorrow, I think that will be the starting five for the Spurs. Joe, training camp, you know, it also gives Popovich, the coach staff, to see other players on the roster that could open eyes. You know, so I'm going to ask you a question that I asked on the last Lockdown Spurs, but I'll get your thoughts on this. Who do you not name Josh Primo? You can't pick Devin Vassell and you can't pick Keldon Johnson. Which player do you think would actually open eyes on the court?
Oh, that's going to be a tough question. I think actually it's going to be somebody who Spurs fans have already been enamored with, and that's going to be one Keldon Johnson. I think Keldon Johnson.
You can't pick Keldon in this scenario. You got to pick a player they think could surprise.
Okay, surprise some people. Okay, yeah. Coming in. All right. Well, I'd have to say it's going to be, you know, I would say Josh Primo, you know, but I know that fans are going to be enamored again with some of the rookies that we have here. So I'm going to go with one Blake Wesley. I think the kid might surprise a lot of Spurs fans this upcoming season.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Yeah, a lot of people were surprised at his play in Vegas. Gunner, there was not a shot he didn't like. He threw up everything. Now, that could have been by design. The coaches could have said, like, take the shot whenever you can. If you don't, you're in trouble. But, you know, that is a solid pick. And he plays with a chip on his shoulder. He said it at draft day. He said it in Vegas. So, good pick. Our last guest, Brandon Medina, was San Antonio Sports Star. His surprise player to really shine and possibly have a really good season with Zach Collins. What do you think about that?
I don't know, man. I think I've already seen what Zach Collins has to offer, and it's, you know, it can be solid, you know, because he's a veteran player. But as far as him even going above and beyond what we saw out of him last season, I think that's you're reaching at that point. You know, I think we've already seen the ceiling for Zach Collins, and it's ho-hum, you know, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my surprise pick player out of training camp was Trey Jones. I think now with DeJounte gone, Primo still up in the air regarding his impact on the court, although we like what we see so far. You know, definitely an impact player, but you know, with Primo still kind of, the jury's still out, I think Trey Jones is going to take the reins of that starting point guard job and do a damn good job with it. So that's my pick. But yeah, we're definitely talking all about the Spurs. Training camp starts tomorrow. And when we get back, we're going to maybe talk a little bit more about training camp and then dive into ranking our favorite Spurs 2022, 2023 alternate uniforms, and we got some Spurs news on deck. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for football betting info this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchup news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continuous source for all your sport wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games, events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Hey, go to BetOnline.net right now. Yes, there are NBA futures, and your Spurs are in there. Which Spurs rookies could challenge for the Rookie of the Year award? What are the Spurs title chances? You definitely go check out betonline.net right now. You got yourself a mobile device. Learn more over there at their website, BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back with Joe Garcia right here on Locked On Spurs. We're discussing training camp, which opens tomorrow, and a look at the Spurs' new alternate jerseys. There's three of them. So we're going to rank those three. But just to wrap up our topic previously in the first segment about training camp expectations, I hope, as far as me, but my expectation is that they just come out of this just understanding that it is shaping up to be a very long season. The first month is going to be just rough. Joe, you know, as Spurs fans know it, they're playing a who's who of NBA teams. I just hope they understand that this team is in flux. It's in a rebuild, and not to get demoralized right off the bat with that opening month slate. Joe, your thoughts?
Oh, no, your sentiments are something that I agree with 100%. You know, it's going to be a rough season out of the gate, and it's not going to get much better. You know, I think the Spurs are going to win games, no doubt, but the wins are going to be coming far and few between, you know, a lot of losses, especially if Spurs fans, you know that the team's going into a full rebuild. It's the nature of the beast. If you want to go ahead and get a high draft pick, you can't win a lot of games, you know, and if you want to go ahead and flirt with 15 to 20 wins, well, chances of getting a top five draft pick are kind of out the door, you know, so you got to pick your poison here, you know, so expect that this season is going to be a season of growth, and it's going to hurt. We said season of growth last year, and I think that is going to be copy and paste for this season, but expect more losses, you know, that's the only thing.
Yeah, and look, if they only end up the season with a little, what Vegas has them winning about 23, 24 games, if they hit that mark or below that, I think it'll be worth it to have a bad season, knowing that your chances of landing in the top three lottery spots will spike, you know, with Wemby, Scoot Henderson, you know, the Thompson brothers. So I think there's that. So that is your consolation prize. If it does get lean, if it does get bad, then I hope that in training camp now that they understand that it is a season of development. And look, it's not out of the realm that Popovich does something like that. Remember at the Orlando bubble, before it even started, he flat out said, we're not a playoff team. We're not going in there scouting to make the playoffs. We're in there for development. So if he could take that same page in his book and apply it to training camp that starts tomorrow, I think that would be appropriate. But Joe, the Spurs are also going to trot out three new alternate uniforms. Now, two have been officially announced. That was the ABA throwback George Gervin Iceman looking black on black jersey. Gervin revealed it. It was great. Then the Spurs also revealed the SATX, the statement jersey, that a lot of fans just hated on. It had like that the Mexican serape on the edges, and you know, everybody's conspiracy theories. Oh, the stars above the Texas area where Austin is. That is their statement jersey. And then Blake Wesley, the rookie, perhaps inadvertently revealed the look of the final alternate jersey, their city edition jersey, which is a homage to the Spurs 1996 All-Star Game / Fiesta colors. So, Joe, two have been officially renounced, one unofficial, but nevertheless, it's out there. How do you rank them? We'll start off with from worst to first. Which is your worst new alternate Spurs jersey?
It's got to be that god-awful Serape statement jersey with the
SEC. Oh, why do you hate it? Like so many Spurs fans just hate it.
They missed the mark, man. You're going to go ahead and throw in a Serape-inspired, you know, let's say, design into the silver and black, you know, iconic uniform. And then you just go and just miss the mark with a horrible font. I mean, you couldn't come up with something a little bit more stylish than that type of boxy font. You know, I'm just like, the font, it will either make or break a jersey. And in this case, styling cues from the Sarape, great, you know, but the font just makes this one a miss, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the statement jersey is definitely at the bottom of my list. It just lacks something. Who knows? Maybe when the Spurs are wearing it, that may change my mind, but it just, something was off. And I think it was just everything blended together. It didn't look right. I think if you eliminated the Sarape and just went with solid colors, I'd be okay with it. But that's a small, small change. But any final thoughts on this alternate jersey before we get to your number two pick?
No, just the font, man. The font just looks so bad. I mean, it looks like some kid, you know, in middle school did this on their phone, or, you know, using their Chromebook or something, you know, just copy and pasted and said, hey, let's go ahead and roll with this, and did the design in like less than 5 minutes. I mean, I'm sure that there's some fans out there. We have a lot of fans here, you know, on social media that can design something a lot better than that.
Who is pick? Well, which jersey is pick number two on your list?
Pick number two is going to surprise you, because everybody's going to automatically think that I'm going to go with the 96 All-Star Game City Edition jerseys, you know, the leak that we saw with Blake Wesley. But I'm actually going to go ahead and go with my number two pick is going to be the 96 All-Star Game City Edition jersey. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the design. I like the way it looks. You know, I think that the styling cues that they pulled from the 96 All-Star Game and incorporating those into the Spurs jersey design is great. You know, I'm excited. I love it. You know, it's one of those iconic, you know, jerseys that Spurs fans across San Antonio, Texas love so much, and across the NBA. You know, and you had that iconic jalapeno and all that, yeah, everybody loves. I don't see anything in regards to that other than just the colors. You see some of the Fiesta inspired colors on the jersey. And, you know, there's some other little design elements that we're not seeing, probably the tribal on the side of the jersey, but I mean, it's well done. You know, it doesn't look as gaudy, you know, as some of the other designs that were circulating around social media. So I like it. You know, I think it's a solid number two.
So you're going with the 96 All-Star jersey as number two, right?
Yep. Solid number two. Okay.
All right. I'm going with you right there. I agree with you. I like it blended the Fiesta jersey, the Fiesta colors of the 90s. The vibrant colors, because remember the All-Star jersey in 96, it was a deeper blue. It wasn't as bright. It was still an aqua color, but a deeper shade of aqua.
Yeah. This is more.
So it managed to not only just highlight the Fiesta colors on a jersey, it also, you know, paid out homage to the only All-Star game to ever be in San Antonio in 1996. I mentioned this is the last show, and I hope it was just the angle that Blake Wesley took the photo of, but I think it needed the jalapeno. For who knows? Maybe it's in the back, and I didn't see it because Wesley didn't take a photo of the back of the jersey or the shorts. But what do you think? You think if it had added the jalapeno, would it push it to number one for you?
It still would have been number two, unfortunately. But the jalapeno would have been a nice touch. You know, I mean, you had to have that in there somewhere. You know,
again, it could be though. We just maybe didn't see it when Blake.
Maybe it's on the shorts, right? Maybe it's on the other side of the shorts, you know?
Yeah. All right, Joe. And I guess we know who the number one pick is, the new alternate Spurs throwback ABA jersey, the black on black Iceman colors. That is Joe's number one pick. Joe, why is it number one?
You got to go back to basics, man. And who doesn't like that? You know, just less is more when it comes to graphic design. And this is just so clean and nice. You know, the design harkens back to the Spurs, you know, typical silver and black design, you know, and who doesn't remember the Iceman sporting this, you know, from images and video highlights that you might see from back in the day with George Gervin just so gracefully gliding through the air doing the iconic finger roll. This is what to me, this is the essence of San Antonio Spurs basketball. And you just love those styling cues. I mean, it's simple and it's just, it just looks so good, you know. And Spurs fans have been waiting for this for quite some time, even more so, I think, than the Fiesta jerseys, you know. So
I agree.
Yeah.
I've always been working. If the Spurs are going to do a throwback jersey, to throw back to the ABA early Spurs San Antonio days, not the Fiesta. Not, because, again, kids forget that there had never, ever been a 90s Fiesta jersey. There was only 90 Fiesta warm-ups. So a couple years ago when the Spurs trotted out the black jerseys with the Fiesta colors, that was the first ever in Spurs history Fiesta jersey. So if now they had said, like, oh, we're going to bring back the Spurs warm-up Fiesta jerseys, I mean, Fiesta workout sweatpants and the top that they wore back in the day, I get that. But a throwback to the ABA, I think that makes all sense. It is the 50th anniversary of the franchise, beginning today, because preseason is going to start in a few days. So to bring those back made sense this year. Also, the black on black, it just looks clean. It looks very nice. I like it. It's not a, here's the thing though, kids, and Joe, you can correct me on this. It's not an exact duplicate of the ABA jersey though, is it?
No, there's, you know, it's not an exact duplicate, but they're gonna kind of, you know, try to make, have their own take on it, you know, and I get that. But still, you know, even when you can get the bootleg versions that you see online all over the place, they still look good. You're gonna see, come on Jeff, you're gonna see these jerseys on the side of the road up and down Military, you know, you remember,
saw them for years now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. The number one for me is the ABA George Gervin Iceman throwback jersey. But those are our top three in our rankings of the Spurs' three new alternate jerseys. And yes, they will still have the standard all white, all black home away jerseys. Those are still there. But these are just three of the five. So we're ranking those three only. But we got to hear what you have to say. Do you agree with our rankings? Should the 896 throwback all-star Spurs jersey be number one? Are we giving too much crap on the statement jersey with the SATX? Let us know. You can let Joe know on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Let me know on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. When we get back, we're going to be looking at some Spurs news and notes that you may have missed. We're back right here with Joe Garcia with Two Shots Podcast. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, I got to ask you though, how do you handle all your fame, Joe? I mean, that must be a tough burden for you.
No, I'm no fame here, man. I'm just laying low, enjoying life. And like I said, working on a whole bunch of deals, because what's the end all be all of anybody who wants to venture into podcasting or live streaming? You want to get paid for what you do. So you work hard, you got to play hard. And in order to do that, you got to get some money, you know? So that's what I've been doing.
You'll brag about Two Shots Podcast in just a few minutes. Joe, let's go ahead and catch up people on some Spurs news and notes that you may have missed. Now, look, the Spurs preseason action is just around the corner. This game's just in the matter of just days. Yeah, it's coming in fast. And a lot of Spurs fans might be thinking, well, how are we going to see it? You know, how can we see these games? Because NBA TV is not showing them, and this is that. Well, you're in luck. Four out of the five Spurs preseason games this beginning this week will be on the Spurs app. So you want to download the Spurs app right now. The Spurs Houston October 2nd game, Spurs Magic October 6th, Spurs Pelicans October 9th, Spurs Jazz October 11th. All four of those will be on the Spurs app. So that's how you'll be able to see it. If you're on the road or you're traveling, boom, right there. Download the Spurs app and you got yourself some Spurs preseason action. Only one game is not going to be on the app, and that is their final game before the regular season starts. In other Spurs news, congratulations to Becky Hammon. She recently celebrated with all of Las Vegas in downtown Sin City, Vegas. They're celebrating the Aces 2022 WNBA championship. You can go check out her on the microphone and talking to the city of Las Vegas over at Kens5.com/Spurs. Kens5.com, or just Kens5 TV, is your home, your official TV station of the San Antonio Spurs. They'll be carrying 13 regular season games, including the Spurs game versus the Heat in Mexico City. And finally, Joe, Yeah, we got to talk about this. Former Spurs coach Ime Udoka has been suspended officially by the Boston Celtics for an entire season for what they say is a violation of a team policy. Reportedly, he had a relationship with a coworker, a female coworker, and went against public or their policy, Joe, and now he's suspended. There's been a lot of reaction from this. Your thoughts on this? Do you think the penalty was too harsh? Do you think the Celtics handled it the right way? Where do you stand on this?
I think the Celtics handled it the right way. When all this came to light, you know, over the course of, you know, the last couple of days, I mean, I'm sure everybody was just rampant with, you know, having their own speculations on what was going on. But once you see the press conference and you see that they even started the investigation during the summer when they caught wind of what was happening, you know, suspending him for a whole year, it was warranted, you know, and they made a comment there saying that there was going to be a significant decrease in pay for him, which means more than likely that he's going to be suspended without pay. But going further, I guess diving deeper into this a little bit more, do you think that there is going to be the possibility of Ime even returning to the Boston Celtics as a head coach after this debacle? You know, I personally would have to suggest that him and, you know, Ime and the Boston Celtics will mutually agree to part ways. And it brings me to another topic of discussion for you, something that I'd want to ask you. If Coach Pop does, in fact, retire this, you know, upcoming season, this is his last season, would Spurs fans be open to having Ime as a San Antonio Spurs head coach if they can get him at a discounted price? You know, just saying.
You know, that's a good question. That'll just be another candidate they can throw in the pile to bring in should Popovich exit. I don't think Spurs fans would have a big issue. You might have a segment of Spurs fans that'll, you know, push back on it.
Well, we had the Tony Parker debacle, which you won't talk about.
But that was like in the player side. This is like the head coach side. And personally, for me, I think Boston actually handled it wrong. I think this should have been an internal matter. I think the fine is just too, the suspension is just too much. You know, you heavily fine him. Okay, fine. Maybe suspend him for a month. You know, fine if you want to go that route. But for an entire season, as you mentioned, you know, minimal pay and, you know, to put it out there because somebody had to leak it within the Boston organization. So that tells me either A, they handled it completely wrong, or B, it's such a big problem of company by policy that he violated that it pushed them to make this big, to send a message to the organization. We forget the NBA is fun and games or anything, but ultimately the NBA is a private business corporation that everybody goes to pays money to go see. So they handle it what they feel is the right way, but I think you could have handled this privately. I think you didn't need to put it out there. This is between him, as far as his personal life is concerned, him, his fiance, I don't know if they can still be together, and whoever else is involved. And then the Celtics handle it the way they felt it was appropriate, but to keep it under wraps, make an announcement, sure, that he's suspended or fined, what have you, for X amount of days or X amount of months or X amount of money that he'd been fined, but you leave it simply as he violated company policy. That's it. Well, Joe, do you think that, you know, why dragging him out there?
Well, this is one thing I was going to add to it. Okay, so we find out that the Boston Celtics, and, you know, they went ahead and decided to suspend him for the whole season. And, you know, what they said in the press conference is, you know, Ime was, okay, I'm going to respect that, you know. You got to ask yourself, you're saying, hey, this the suspension doesn't fit the, you know, the crime that was committed here. It was more than just one person, you know. And you got to ask yourself another question. Who else was involved? Was it maybe one of the wives of somebody that was, you know, higher up? You know, could it be a CEO, a president involved? And that's why they went ahead and suspended him for one full season. And as they stated, it was more than probably one individual that was involved in this whole debacle. So, I mean, it's just a big mess. Either way you look at this, but I mean, the guy cheated on Mia Long. I mean, you know, like,
yeah,
dude, like, come on, man. Like, why would you do that? You know, for one, to me, sometimes guys are just dumb, dude. I mean, you got something good right there. Why would you want to go and, you know, mess it all up? So, you know, I'm sure he's going to learn from this and move on and grow and whatnot. But it's just embarrassing, not only for him, his family, but everybody that's involved. And especially, you know, Mia Long, you know, she's going to have to deal with this as well. And it's quite embarrassing for her. So we also got to remember, you know, there's other people involved besides just Ime. And, you know, of course, the other women that were involved with this as well. It's just a big mess, man. I mean, you just wish it all to go away. But I mean, there's consequences for everything you do, you know. So I think that's the thing that Ime is going to really start to think about moving forward, hopefully, you know, if he gets another chance as a head coach.
Yeah, we'll definitely see how this plays out as the Boston Celtics season moves on. And yeah, Udoka was a coach with the Spurs for quite a while and actually won a title with the Spurs in 2014 as a coach. Played with the Spurs on a couple of stints before he decided to make coaching his next step. So we'll see how this all sorts out. Hey, we're done talking. We want to hear from you. Training camp is here. Starts tomorrow. What are you excited about? What are your expectations? And how do you rank the Spurs' three new alternate jerseys? Before I talk about Locked On Spurs, Joe, take it away. Tell us everything about Two Shots.
Well, as I stated, Two Shots has been busy behind the scenes, making a bunch of deals with some of the biggest names here that have to do with, you know, podcasting and live streaming and live streaming elements. So expect to hear a lot more about that as we get ready to start recording a new season of Two Shots podcast, because you're going to be hearing a lot more ads being dropped in the shows. So a lot of exciting things that we've been working on in the off season, and we're excited to start sharing a lot of these things with you guys. So you'll see what we've been working on as well, Jeff, and I'm sure you'll have questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already been asking Joe some questions. He's not even telling me what's going on behind.
I can't. Scenes. Non-disclosure, so, Jeff. I have non-disclosure agreements.
Well, you must have something really big cooking, so look forward to that. Make sure to follow Joe on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, now on YouTube. We should be going back to daily episodes either this week or next week for sure. Worst case scenario, next week we'll be going back to daily episodes. So this might be the last week where it possibly be just two or three a week. We'll definitely see. You definitely will know, because you'll just see them spike up again. But nevertheless, we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now make your second listen the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Josh Lloyd hosts the number one daily fantasy basketball show on the planet. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. So for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.